What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 269. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Hello. Oh, I'm feeling good.
You need 269, don't you?
What about 269?
You need two for 69, don't you?
You need two for 69. I love
it. It's the perfect episode, but not between us.
It's like, it's the old bingo joke. Oh, 69. And everyone's supposed to make some kind of a noise because, you know, it's like an orgasm. Like, oh, 69.
Oh, is that what the O's in the morning?
You knew that already. Well, some people do.
Speaking of explaining things, Skiri did something for my daughter, set something up, and she's going to get a call from this company for delivery. Mm-hmm. And so he says to me, you might want to tell your daughter to answer the phone. You know, kids these days don't answer phones.
It's
from
true.
Unknown numbers. I love that Skiri is telling me that what the kids these days do when I have three kids who do that and he has none.
I was just reminding you because
how many kids do you call and they don't answer your phone call, Skiri?
Well, none, but I'm saying,
but
if you think about it, let's pull it back for a second. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. A lot of people will miss calls, important calls from things or deliveries or things they're expecting. Like, so this company is going to, make that phone call. I can already see what's going to happen. She's going to look at her phone. She's like, unknown number. I'm not answering that shit. And then she's going to miss it and she's going to miss her delivery window. And then all hell will break loose. And then you're going to be on the phone with the company trying to get free dessert. Because I already know that that's how it goes. So I'm just saying, tell your daughter, stop being like so afraid of the unknown. Answer the phone. Answer it.
And I don't need you to tell me about the kids these days. I actually have the kids these days.
I get it. But were you going to warn her that?
She knows.
I'm frustrated by the fact that people are, short. I'll say this. A lot of times people will talk to the radio station, right? They'll be like, hey, call me back. I want to get this comment on the air. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then we call from an unknown number, and then they don't answer the phone. And 100%. Then and they're like, well, I missed your call. You remember that shit. It goes on all the time. Because no one
on Facebook.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, call me later. Call me now. And I'll call them back and they go, oh, I didn't answer the phone. I'd recognize the number. You just told me to call you. Well, I didn't know it was you.
Well you knew it was me because you knew that you were expecting a phone call, process of elimination.
Right. And what's the harm? Answer the phone. You're kind of sure it might be me. You told me to call you. You gave me your number.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, I didn't answer the phone. It's an unknown number.
Unknown number.
You just told me to call. So now I have to tell them the number I'm calling from or say that's me calling now.
Right.
People are weird.
Yeah. Just answer the phone. Who cares?
Doesn't I mean, call. Oh, are speaking people, of answering the phone.
People are afraid of it? Yeah.
I got a story. Happened to me about an hour ago. I get a phone call and they said, hello. I said, hello. They said, yes, this is blah, 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 storage, self-storage. Yeah. We're just calling to let you know that you are more than 90 days past due. And if we don't receive payment within another 30 days, we're going to take ownership of your the belongings in your storage unit and we're going to auction them off or something.
That old gag.
No. It was legit. I have like a caller ID on my phone
right through
Verizon. And so it shows me who's calling.
Yeah, but that could be a spoof. They spoof numbers all the time and write different company names. Yeah, and then you get that on your caller ID display. That's how we used to do phone taps.
Yes, I am. Yep. Yes, I know. But the woman didn't sound like a scammer. It sounded like a woman in her 60s. It sounded legit. Not that women don't scam in their 60s, but it sounded like a legitimate call. So I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Sir, we've called you three times to remind you to make payment. And, you're past due. We're going to confiscate the contents of your storage unit. And I said, well, that's great, but I don't have a storage unit. Sir, you do have a storage unit. You have a 10x20 unit with us. And I said, nope. Not doing it, not paying it. I don't know who you are. Sir, we've called you before. This is the fourth call, according to our records. If you're claiming you don't have a storage unit with us, then we're going to take ownership of the contents. And I said, who do you think you're calling? And she said, Eric, or whatever the last name was. And I said, well, this isn't Eric. Sir, we've called this number before. We know that it's Eric, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, again, I don't know what you're calling, but go ahead and take all my stuff. Go ahead and sell it if you want, but I'm not Eric. All right, sir. We'll be in touch. So she didn't even believe me that it wasn't me because allegedly she's called this number before and spoken to Eric and Eric's not paying. Well, that's why Eric's not paying because they're not calling Eric. They're calling me. She would not believe me. I said, my name's David. You don't recognize my voice from the radio?
Well, speaking of scams and phone calls like that and taking over, do you see what's going on in Vegas with MGM and Caesars, the big casinos?
No.
Holy shit. A couple of young hackers, they're saying they may be Russian. It's called Scattered Spider. They are bringing MGM to its knees. Think of all the casinos and hotels that MGM owns. Including the Borgata in Atlantic City, but like all the Aria, the Vidara, the Park MGM, all the ones.
A lot of hotels, people.
A lot of hotels.
Yeah, okay.
They took over and they shut down the fucking, like almost like the electricity or whatever. When I say electricity, their systems. So no one could get into their rooms because it's all.
Wait a minute, who shut down what? Be specific.
The hackers hacked into their system.
Hackers, okay.
Hackers. Literally shut down MGM. Like all the slot machines are out in all their casinos.
Well, you can't hack them to make
you can't check in or out online or take credit card information. All the doors are wave the key at the door.
Yeah, sure,
that system is fucked. They now have to check people in and out. You have to stand on a line to get in and out of these casinos. With paperwork, old school, and give physical keys to these doors. This is going on. They're going to lose billions of dollars because of this. Because these hackers want ransom and they want a crazy amount of money. And MGM said, "We're not paying you." Google it. It's out there right now.
I'll have to look at it later.
And there's another article that says that it only took 10 minutes. For this group to just take over the fucking casino systems, to shut it down. They basically called the help desk. They looked up on LinkedIn an employee of MGM, whatever, or some unsuspecting victim. They somehow called in as the employee, the help desk, oh, I forgot my passcode or some bullshit. And they gave them carte blanche. The help desk gave them carte blanche into the MGM system. Took them 10 minutes. So they got all this malware that's running. It's a huge cyber outage.
Wow. So this is like Ocean's 14.
It's insane that this is happening. And you know, this isn't like, this is just the beginning of it.
Are you sad you're not there to see it?
Well, funny like, you should say that, Brody, because where am I going next week?
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're going to Vegas next week.
Or am I?
At the MGM, are you?
Or am I? I mean, they're going to have, they said this could be another 6 days.
Are you going to the iHeartRadio Music Festival?
I am.
Oh, so is it at the MGM again?
Yes.
Oh,
and all their properties.
Well, wow, imagine they shut it down next week during the show.
They're saying that as of right now, things are really like crazy over there. I'm just looking through the Bellagio, Mandalay Bay, Cosmopolitan. I mean, these are, MGM has a huge portfolio. It's pretty much.
Are the fountains still working at the Bellagio?
I would imagine they're not. Half of Vegas is fucked right now.
Well, it's legal there. That was a prostitution joke. You missed it.
So, but they're making things terrible for travelers. People trying to, you know, get basic services from these. All the restaurants are closed, from what I understand.
Well, you can't pay blackmail, but I'm wondering what the price of the hackers, what the hackers.
I'm trying to look for that right now.
At this point, if they wanted, like, let's say they wanted $100 million, right? At this point, ask for $10 million. I'm sure MGM would pay $10
million. Here's a tweet. All Alpha V, whatever, ransomware group, you know, the hackers did to compromise MGM Resorts was hop on LinkedIn, find an employee, then call the help desk. A company valued at $33,900,000,000 dollars was defeated by a 10-minute phone conversation. That's all it took. I don't understand.
What did they have to do with LinkedIn? Why couldn't they just call the help desk?
Because they had to get the name of, they had to pretend they were an employee of MGM.
They claimed that they
were imitating an employee.
Brilliant.
It's like, it's crazy. And that's how it started. And this has been going on, Brody, for like 4 or 5 days. And no one's talking about it in the news. I'm like, where's the stories? Where's the headlines? Because
you didn't talk about it on the morning show.
We mentioned it. But I don't see any coverage anywhere. It's crazy to me, though, that this could be happening. And that this is these are the attacks of the future. And these kids are like 19 years old, demanding millions of dollars. And
what, they know who they are?
They said they're between 19 and 22 years old. I mean, no, I don't mean to laugh, but...
No, meanwhile, the kids in our country are playing Grand Theft Auto, and these other kids are blackmailing billion-dollar companies.
Billion-dollar companies.
They should still go get a job.
But you know, imagine you go downstairs for a soda or something from your room, and then all of a sudden you go back, and all of a sudden your key card's not working. Like... How am I going to get my fucking room now?
You're in your underwear.
And you times that by about 5,000.
Imagine you got a hooker in the room and she's charging you by the minute.
And now you got to go get keys, and the lines must be out the fucking door to get anything done, because you have to do it by manual. I mean, remember back in my day.
Is there somebody manually rolling the slot machine?
Yeah, I think it's a...
Like a toilet paper roll.
I think it's a hamster running on a wheel.
Yeah. If you could hack into the casinos, and I'm not saying you should, but I would rather find a way to hack into the slot machines and make them all pay out.
Well,
like they did in the Ocean movie, Ocean's 13 or 12, whichever one it was. 13. Spoiler.
No, but the slot machines are all down. They can't even use them.
I guess you can still play craps, right? Because you have the dice.
I would imagine that the card games are still going.
What about the lights? If they have no power, have no lights.
Well, it's a cyber attack. I don't know to what extent they're on generators. Well, I don't know the full information out there, but I just know it's very difficult. So,
poor bastards. All right. Hey, speaking of pranks, have you seen, it's going around, and I'm going to blow the lid off of it.
The Jerky Boys, that duo, Mike Rizzo and Kamal?
No, JetBlue customer service, alleged JetBlue customer service call. So it's all over TikTok, and I imagine it's going to be all over Instagram. This woman, who sounds like she's not in on the scam, had a problem where her kid was on a flight by himself and the kid landed in another city. But JetBlue has a service where they escort your children. You're allowed to put your children on the plane. You pay extra and then they take care of your kid for you. It's a concierge service or whatever. So allegedly the kid landed in a different city and she was calling JetBlue, you know, to get a credit or some kind of, to complain a little bit nicely, but say, hey, like, listen, you should compensate me. You flew my kid to the wrong city.
Right.
Well, the audio, she taped the call, allegedly, there's audio of it, talking to the guy allegedly from JetBlue, who never says he's from JetBlue. She says, she asks him, but he says, yes, we're taping the call, but he doesn't specifically say I'm JetBlue. Anyway, the guy's British and he's really nasty to her. So she's like, yeah, you know, my son was flown to another city. He's like, so what are you looking for? A handout? He's, why don't you get a real job instead of smoking crack? Like, he's like, what? She's like, and then he's like, he gets racially offensive to her and he calls her a bad parent. But you know, when we did prank phone calls, you know, when we were doing phone taps,
sure,
you would poke the bear, right? The woman would say like, my kid was on another flight. You go, well, you know, maybe if you were a better parent, you don't come out and call her the woman a cunt, right? Pardon my language. This guy was like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't be smoking crack on the corner. Like he went from like 0 to 60 immediately. So it didn't sound real to me. Then I remembered, and again, everyone is commenting how awful JetBlue should fire this guy, JetBlue should, and everyone's tagging JetBlue. There's no way in hell this guy works for JetBlue, right? Then I remembered the British accent and the guy's name is Ron. Then it reminded me, I told you guys, June of 21. Well, I'm pretty sure I know who it was who did it on our morning show, but somebody had that guy, the same guy, try to prank me over fireworks that I bought at Walmart. And he claimed to be calling from Walmart customer service, right? It's the same guy who went from 0 to 60 on me and was so over the top. I called him out. Yeah. I'm like, listen, if you're a prank phone caller, you're not very good at it. And he's like, well, fuck you, you cocksucker. And I was like, listen, I'm a professional prank phone caller. This is not how you do it. You don't, if someone doesn't say, hi, how are you? And you go, fuck you, bitch. Right. You have to sound believably obnoxious.
Yeah.
Not like attack them. Like, so everybody is attacking JetBlue. And I posted that I knew it was this guy and other people did. Other people are now reporting him to JetBlue, trying to get him now in trouble with JetBlue for pretending to be them because they're taking a real hit. Because so many people think it's really a JetBlue employee. And now I wouldn't be surprised if JetBlue sues the guy, which is why when we made prank calls, Scary, we don't ever say we're the company that we say they're from.
No, never.
Like we edit that out. We don't, you know.
Earlier I made a joke about the hot new prank about I mentioned the Jerky Boys. But if you think about it and you go back to those tapes from like the 90s, whatever that was. 80s. They did a lot of that. They got on the phone and they got really obnoxiously belligerent with people. Like the pizza guy, your fucking pizza sucks. You know, like they were like, that's not, now that I think about it, that really wasn't very clever.
No.
You know, it was
big for its time. I have to be honest with you and going back and listening to the Jerky Boys now as a professional prank phone call.
They weren't very well done. To go from 0 to 100 is not, there's nothing funny about that for the sake of it.
Jerky Boys did it when people didn't expect it, right? I think this guy is so over the top and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, he said things that were just, it doesn't sound real to me, but everyone listening was like, I can't believe this guy works for JetBlue. They should sue JetBlue. I'm never flying JetBlue again. And I'm like, if I'm JetBlue, I got my lawyers on the phone with this guy.
Absolutely.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So yesterday, you and I were supposed to do this podcast. Today is Friday.
Yep.
And you were supposed to do it with me yesterday.
Yes, I was.
You called me and you said, I can't do the podcast today. My friends are holding me hostage.
And they were.
And I said, oh, can't wait to see the videos of you and your friends eating food later. And lo and behold, there were videos of you eating food later. So explain to me this hostage you were taken. Was it the Russian hackers who took you hostage? So explain to me, how are you being held hostage?
Well, I got to say, first of all, if you're going somewhere, drive yourself. Don't rely on others. I made the terrible mistake of jumping in the back of my buddy's ride because I don't want no scrubs. Mm-hmm. On the passenger side of my best friend's ride.
Yeah.
And he was like, let's go to lunch. We're going to go to Houston's. Hop in the car. I'll get you at 1:15. All right, great. Then I knew that we were going to podcast later in the day. Well, next thing you know, I'm in the back seat. Falco's in the front seat. And Jetski Brian is driving. And we're going there. We have a nice little meal. But now, we got to have pre-drinks. So we have a pre-drink cocktail. And then, they want to do a bottle of wine. I'm like, wait a second. We're having lunch. I'm eating like roast beef.
Right.
I don't need wine. Nope. Got to have a bottle of wine.
269. You're eating roast beef. I get it.
So we're doing roast beef. And wine now. And then, what do you got for a little post-drink cocktail? Well, you know what? We need some cappuccinos and some espressos and maybe a piece of that homemade key lime pie. So our, what's supposed to be a brief lunch turns into a 2.5-hour extravaganza at Houston's. So now I'm thinking, all right, get back in the car. We're on our way back. Oh, we just passed DeNovo. DeNovo on the waterfront. Falco's like, come on, stop in for a drink. I'm like, whoa, hold on. We're in the direction of going home. Why are we stopping?
Right.
It's a nice afternoon. Come on, Scary. We'll sit outside on the patio. I'm like, okay, now it's late afternoon. So now we're drinking grappa and cordials and friggin' cognac and whatever. And we're sitting there sipping. And I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, wait a minute,
you're being held hostage. So how are you drinking with your hands tied behind your back and you're blindfolded?
Because I'm far away from home. And I'm not in my own car, so I'm not in charge of my own destiny or my time management at that point. I have allowed myself to be put in the hands of a retired cop who's got nothing but time on his hands and a guy who owns his own business that runs itself, Jetski Brian. So the two of them are sitting there, and they're having some laughs. We were going to go in for one drink.
That's never a thing.
Three rounds later, it's now like 6 o'clock. I'm like, dude, I'm missing my window here to do my podcast. All right, let's continue on. We're on the way home. Next thing you know, nope, got to stop off at Blue on the Hudson. Got a Blue new restaurant bar because it was on the way. And I'm like, guys.
Are they all paying you for these mentions, by the way?
No. It's now 7 o'clock, and I've spent the entire day. What started out as a 1:15 lunch at the Fast Casual Houston's has turned into this debacle. And I missed my mark with, and I didn't even go into Blue. I said, guys, I am out. I said, I had to take an Uber the rest of the way home.
Oh, poor bastard.
So yeah, that's what happened to me, Brody, if you really must know. So I'm sorry. I missed.
My friends are holding me hostage. I can't do the podcast.
But I was.
I'm being held hostage.
If I was driving.
For a hostage video. I was waiting for the, you know, the hands tied behind your back, reading what they tell you to say. Hi, I'm Scary Jones. Please pay the ransom and I won't be harmed. Please help me. Help me get me out of here. Meanwhile, you're at a restaurant, you're at a bar, you're at another bar, you're at a strip club.
But I wasn't driving. See, if I drove that day, then we would have been there and back. We would have done our podcast.
So who was, don't tell me who was driving, because whoever was driving had 3.5 rounds of drinks minimum. So I'm not liking this.
That's,
hostage driver. Hostage
no, that's
guy is drunk
that,
driving.
No, well, hold on a second.
Were you on a jet ski?
They were, no. Brian actually, so Falco did the drinking. Brian did the driving. There was a lot of time that elapsed between destinations. And see, that's also part of the problem. They like to stretch things out.
Sure.
So whatever.
So you could have not drank also, right? Because you had to work in
there. No, but I drank because I was sitting there. I'm bored. What am I going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Your hands were tied, so to speak.
So to speak.
Because you're hostage. Hey, speaking of a jet ski, Brian, you know, the Slices and I always rib you about your friends with nicknames.
Always.
You took a picture wishing a happy birthday to Steve the Realtor.
Oh, yeah, Steve the Realtor. That's his Instagram handle, too.
Yeah, but do you call him that?
Yes, we all call
That's
him.
That's another Scary Jones guy with a job name.
He's Steve the Realtor. He's Realtor Steve. He's the best.
All right, now, if you become friends with another Realtor Steve who's not white, would that guy become like Hispanic Steve the Realtor or Steve the Hispanic Realtor? How would that work?
You are something else.
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Just curious.
All right. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the wedding, the recap.
The wedding where you were bribing the account executives for more clients. No.
Vinny and Amanda got married.
Vermanda.
Or, yes. They got married.
Vermanda.
They got married over the last weekend.
For a mini.
And it was in Montauk, beautiful Montauk.
That's all the way out on Long Island at the very end.
It's like the Hamptons, but past the Hamptons. It's like
all the way out.
The end. It takes forever to get out there.
It's on a cliff, right?
Well, they got not really. I mean, there's a lighthouse. It's called The End because it's actually the easternmost point in the United States, I believe, is that lighthouse, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if Florida sticks out like that. I think it is. The easternmost point in the United States is the Montauk Lighthouse. And that's it. That's the end of the earth. Beyond that is that's not the most eastern. I think Maine is. Sorry, forgot about those states up there. Sorry, New England, I just offended you.
Mm-hmm. It's West Quaddy in Lubeck, Maine.
Lubeck, Maine.
That is the eastern point. Yeah.
But it's very east for
contiguous United States.
It's pretty damn east. Anyway, so
yeah, but it's not even close to being as far east as Maine.
Listen.
In fact, Connecticut and Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Are all further east and Maine than, but anyway, so go on with yourself.
So the party itself was banging, you know. Didn't realize we have a guy, his name is Ray. Ray used to be a sales dude. He's now a big corporate guy at the company. That guy's got skills as a DJ. He moonlights as a DJ and he's got a whole mobile DJ company. Ray Tejeda, our friend back in the day.
I know you, man.
Back in the day, Ray.
Name, but yes.
Back in the day, Ray. he was hired to be the DJ. And MC, he's got the company. The guy can mix. The guy knows all the songs to play and keep the dance floor going. And he can MC. So you want to talk about putting on, you know, a suit by day and like club guy by night? This guy's got it all. And I will say this, and I'll stand by it for anyone planning a wedding. the DJ or entertainment makes the party. That and the food. I've said this before.
Yeah.
The food, mm-hmm. people always remember the food and the entertainment. Because remember Greg T's wedding, how shitty that was.
Oh, the food.
Well, the food was great.
The eggplant parm was fantastic. But I thought the wedding was nice.
Nope, but the entertainment sucked. That band was awful. It was a terrible.
Wasn't the best.
And even he'll admit that. You could.
Food was great, though.
So always pay most attention when you're booking these parties. Pay most attention to the DJ to make sure that they, or the band, make sure it's a good one. And they know what they're doing. And they know how to keep a dance floor going. And your food, the quality of your food. That's all. That's what I have to say on that. But the ceremony was a bit of an issue. It was out.
What happened?
Well, it was outdoor at the Montauk Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. But when they take you to the site where the wedding was, it's like a gravel parking lot. And then it says no vehicles beyond this point. And now you have to walk 7 minutes through a sandy, rocky, pebbly, grassy, uneven surface hill to get to the actual site where they're going to be married. Because I guess they wanted that picture with the lighthouse in the background. You know, it's cute. So, unbeknownst to my girlfriend, Robin, who always needs to go all out and always looks stunning,
mm-hmm.
she decides to wear stiletto heels.
Perhaps somebody should have warned them, you guys, in the invitation. Like
she should have worn a more sensible shoe. She should have worn a more sensible shoe. So David Brody, mm-hmm. I missed my friends getting married because Robin couldn't make the trip. As soon as we got to the area where we were unloaded from the Uber, there were these big buses waiting for everybody. We tried to make the journey. And we walked a little bit, and Robin's like, I can't do this. And she's falling. She's literally like going to like roll her ankle, like pulling Aaron Rodgers. She was almost going to pull an Aaron Rodgers on me. She couldn't walk in the heels. And
so out of everyone invited to the wedding, she was the only one that couldn't make it.
Because she's wearing stiletto heels to the beach or a beachy, pebbly, sandy terrain.
Okay, so, but didn't anyone, like, as they're walking past you, say, hey, hold on, wait for Robin.
Well, don't the thing the is, ceremony. That was the other thing. The ceremony started at 5:00. What time does the bride usually get there? If you say, hey, 5:00 wedding ceremony, what time do you think the wedding actually starts?
Oh, 5:40.
No, it started at 5:05. And we got there at 5:00. So I hear the music playing and I'm like, no. So now in the distance.
You got there at 5:00 for a 5:00 wedding?
Yes. Yes.
No, that's not right.
Well, wait a second. Hold on a second. You know that they're always fashionably late. 5:00 doesn't mean 5:00. 5:00 means
you got to get there and have hors d'oeuvres. You got to mingle.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about the ceremony. They don't do hors d'oeuvres. No. They don't do hors d'oeuvres there. That's you're talking about the reception. I'm talking about the ceremony of them getting married.
Yeah, we had food and drink before the ceremony.
They don't really give. No, they don't.
Jews do.
Well, they don't. Well, the Catholics don't. You don't get shit until they kiss. That's it. Not till kiss.
You get a little something. You get a little nosh.
So
little drink,
it was unfortunate, Brody. I was so upset because I'm like, no, I hear the music going. I see in the far distance, but Robin couldn't get there. So then Robin's like, I'm going back to the bus. So now I'm between a rock and a hard place, right? Because my girlfriend hobbles off to the bus, says, I can't make it. And then they got the ceremony starting over here. So here are my options. Press on, embarrass myself as the last guy there. Everyone's staring at me as I walk into the ceremony already in progress.
Right.
Without my girlfriend. And piss off my girlfriend at the same time because she's sitting in the bus. Although she claims she would not have been upset. She goes, please, just you go. They're your friends. Go see them get married. Or would you miss that ceremony and spare yourself the embarrassment of walking in late because everybody's going to see you? Go back to the bus and be with your girlfriend and earn brownie points.
Mm. The bus couldn't get you to the wedding?
As I said, there was a drop-off point where it was just no vehicles past this point. You had to walk because it was a gravel parking lot.
The bus could have gone over the gravel.
No. That's not an option.
Okay, so
the choices are, again, show up. By the way,
I understand.
But you, but at least you get, because I'm upset that I missed them getting married. I love Amanda and Vinny. I'm so pissed.
Yeah. Me too. I'm sorry I wasn't there also. When Web Girl Kathleen got married, who used to work on our morning show, she got married in at a museum in the back of the museum on a lawn. And they put down wooden boards to walk on for women in heels because the ground was uneven. I feel like they should have done that for the wedding. They should have put down wooden planks or some kind of rubber mat.
You're talking about a 7-minute walk through the friggin' through the trails. I mean, I don't know what this is.
I'm saying the wedding hall should have boards. They should. You're not the first person. Or they should have told people there's rocks. Don't wear stilettos. Although, again, I'm not really sure why your girlfriend wore stilettos. But there should have been some.
She's got to be the tallest girl in the room.
She is the tallest girl. She's 5'7", isn't she?
Yeah, she's tall.
Right? She's a D cup? What are we? I'm just kidding. I would have gone back with Robin.
That's look, what I did.
You were never getting her to the altar either way, so it just seems appropriate. You didn't get there.
That's what I did, Brody. So I sat in the bus, and then she's upset. She goes, are you upset? You know, because she felt bad because I missed them getting married, and she knows I wanted to see that.
But why did anyone have to know you didn't see them? Couldn't you have just early? Robin had to pee?
That's the funny part. Because now we're sitting at the back of the bus, and now the wedding party, people start, they had their own little trolley with the wedding party. But all the guests that were at the ceremony start funneling back over to the buses. And after one or two people get on the bus, the first people thought, oh, these guys just got here first. And then then within 2 seconds, we blended in. And we saw some of our friends from sales. Right. And they're like, oh, Scary's in the back of the bus. Hey, what's up? You know, and it was like everybody, you're just blending in. And nobody knew. Nobody was the wiser.
So you know what you do? You just say, hey, you know what? My girlfriend didn't want me filming. She thought it was tacky, whatever. Hey, can I see your video? What, you guys took video? Let me see.
Oh, so I can post.
And then not only can you post, but then it looks like it's where you can say, oh my God, that part where the flowers fell over. Oh my God. Like, what happened. You saw it. I did that. I'm not going to say who, but I was late to the wedding of someone on the morning show. And I got there as the bride and groom were coming back out the aisle.
Or was it the groom and groom?
I ran back down the steps of the church.
Was it the groom and groom?
I hit to the side. What?
It was the groom and the groom?
The groom of the groom? No, it wasn't
the groom and the groom.
No, I was there for Alex and Elvis' wedding. Okay. No,
it was Elvis's.
It was a heterosexual wedding. And I got there after the you may kiss the bride part. And so when everyone was funneling out of the ceremony, I blended into the crowd. Nobody knew I missed it.
That's a great move.
But I was walking up the steps, I saw the bride and groom were like clapping, and they were walking towards the door.
You're there throwing fucking rice.
Right. So I went back down the steps of the church, and I went like around the step. There was like a little alleyway, like a staircase down, like to the basement. I went over there, and then when all the crowd came out, I tiptoed up, and then I kind of mingled in with everybody.
Yeah, and then you got the credit. And then did you make sure you said hi to the bride and the groom as they passed you? Like, hey, like they saw your face?
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. And they got in the car, whatever they were in, like their special vehicle, and they left. So to this day, I've never told anybody, but I missed the wedding.
You got credit.
Ceremony.
Of?
Of.
Say it.
The Jersey Kid and his wife.
Greg T and Trish?
Yeah. I hit traffic and I got there late.
So to this day, they never knew. They never knew.
I didn't tell you. I certainly didn't tell them.
I'm learning right now live on this podcast. That's great. No, it's not great.
I felt bad.
It's hysterical. You going to tell him?
Yeah. No, why would I tell him? He doesn't care.
So to this day, he thinks that you were there at the wedding. And
it's 20 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares one way or another if I was at the wedding or not. I was there. I went to the wedding. I just didn't get in time, but I went.
Brilliant.
Trish looked lovely on the way out down the steps. I'm sure it was beautiful. I saw pictures. It was just like being there. Yeah. A lot of rocks.
With Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So speaking of the wedding that we went to for Vinny and Amanda last week, Vamanda. Yeah. Hashtag Vamanda.
Vamanda.
I noticed something. And going to a wedding as a guy and wearing a suit, why is it, you know, we spend all this time and effort and sometimes money, you know, getting dressed up, looking so great. And the next thing you know, 15 minutes into the wedding, the tie comes off. Then the jacket comes off. Before long, your shirt is untucked and you look like a slob. You look as the guys look like. So I've always been of the school of thought is however I'm getting dressed up today for this wedding is exactly how it's going to be until I walk out. And you know, I'm very good about never taking off my tie, never unbuttoning my jacket. I stay proper throughout.
Did your tie reach your belt?
No, it's not supposed to. It's supposed to come
close.
Just short of your belt. Yeah.
Right. But you usually make your tie belly button length.
So that's too short.
That's too short. Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere between the belly, the belly button. Yeah. No. But like, is it right? Because I feel like weddings are supposed to be formal. Women don't take their dresses off, you know?
Well, some girls have like a change of clothes, right? They get into a more comfortable dress or they take their shoes off and they dance barefoot. Can you imagine guys taking their shoes off and dancing barefoot, the looks you would get?
Forget it. No, but and sometimes they have slippers for you, like designer, like wedding.
For the guys.
No, for the women. Wedding branded slippers because they know they're going to take their shoes off. But it's the
and
same.
They hand out those pads, those little like foot coverings.
Yeah. Same question, though, for women. I mean, you spend all this money on shoes and then you can't walk in them. And then you wind up saying, oh, my feet hurt. And halfway through the party,
conversation. Women will suffer any pain for fashion.
I know, but you're not showing the fashion. You're actually
the guy thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. But I have never, in any function I've ever been at, taken my shirt out of my pants. At what point? How drunk do you have to be? How trashy of a wedding do you have to be at? No offense, Slices, but you're taking your shirt out of your pants. Look, you want to take it? I open my tie. Like once the wedding's over and I'm eating my appetizer, I'll probably loosen the tie up because it's choking.
No, wait, hold on a second. Like you said wedding's over. You mean the ceremony and then the reception ceremony. Is
once
going
I
on.
I sit down and I figure out where I'm sitting and maybe I have some bread. Maybe I pick out whatever the mescaline salad I'm not going to eat. I open up the tie a little bit. Just loosen it up a little bit. Okay. Maybe pop up on that one button.
But you don't take the tie off.
Nobody's looking at my tie.
Okay.
No, I don't take the tie off. No, I just open it. What's the difference? Once it's open, it's practically
So by the
off.
Time they serve appetizer, is it okay to take the tie off?
I don't ever take the tie off.
You don't? So you're like me. Outfit. You're like me.
But I'll take the jacket off. Now, like, okay, for instance, the last wedding you and I were at together, I think, was it Sam's wedding?
Yeah.
So I wore a three-piece. I had a vest and a jacket. I take the jacket off sooner if I've got a matching vest because then I'm still pretty dressed with the vest on. And then you can loosen up the tie because you still have the vest. The vest is a win-win because it keeps you comfortable, no sleeves.
Right, okay, but let's say you had no vest.
I would take the jacket off after dinner.
So jacket stays on all the way through until dinner time. Once dinner happens, it's okay to get down to business and take off your jacket and then leave it on the back of the chair.
I make an exception. I will take the jacket off while I'm sitting and eating, because then like half of your body's covered by the table. You're not walking around, and the only people that see you are the people allegedly closest to you. That's why you're at their table. But if I get up to go to the bathroom, I'll put the jacket back
on. Can I trade you the jacket for a tie, though? Like, for instance...
Not taking the tie off.
Yeah, but what I see some guys do is they leave the jacket on, and they'll take the tie off, and now they have no tie on, and the
now you're business casual.
Your two buttons open.
Now you're Brooklyn Industrial. I'm not doing that. See, what I might do is I'll tuck the tie into the first slot of the shirt between the first and second buttons. I'll tuck the tie in, right? This way, when I eat and get food on myself, I then bring the tie back out and it covers the stains. See what I did there?
Yeah. I understand.
I got a plan.
But
I'm never taking the tie off. I'll open it.
Well,
I'll open it a lot.
At a lot of weddings, including this one, I saw at one point the jackets come off, the ties come off. And by the way, not necessarily in that order. Some of them took the tie off and left the jacket on, and then the jacket came off after. Yeah, some of them did the reverse.
The crowd seemed to be like the, at any moment, a street dance battle can break out, you know, and start doing like the 80s, 90s
right.
dance moves.
Well, because they actually pump up the music to more current right. stuff, more frenetic right. dance stuff after dessert.
There was more of a fun bar vibe.
Yeah.
Which is fine if that's the vibe.
Yeah.
If everybody's taking off their shoes and their jackets and everybody's drinking and holding a beer bottle in their hand, then I feel like that's a casual type of
wedding. So by the time there's the final dance set where everyone, it's mainly current music, it's dessert has been served, it's okay at that point to have your jacket, your tie off, and maybe even your shirt out of your pants. So now you're wearing the shirt over the pants.
You're at the Jersey Shore at that point. Are you at a wedding or are you at Bar A? Like, where are you? You keep your shirt tucked in. Look, if you're part of a crowd where everybody you know takes their shirts out, then that's who you are, then do that. I'm saying for me, the shirt's never coming out.
What if the shirt is out and the jacket is still on? The jacket's still on, but the shirt is out. Because now you got a jacket covering you. Does that negate?
The wrinkled shirt tails hanging out at the bottom? No.
I'm just saying, does that offset the slop, though?
The whole point of going to a wedding is dressing up for once in a month, once in 6 months. Get yourself dressed up, looking nice. You're in a formal function. This is the biggest day of the couple's lives. Now, look, if Vinny took his shirt off and his tie off and pulled out his shirt and he was dancing, then I guess that's like permission to do it.
And wear it like, just a wife beater. That's it.
I think...
The white tank top that we call it. It's slang. Yeah,
if that's what that's the wedding you're at, and that, listen, the groom sets the tone. If the groom is down to a sleeveless white undershirt, then go for it. Start, you know.
So you're saying follow the leader. Yeah, and if the groom
bring out the cans of Bud and put your feet up on the porch and do what you want. If you're at a casual wedding and you're like, this is about to, we're here to have fun, then do what you want. When I go to a wedding, I feel like I don't normally dress up. I wear shorts to work when I used to work.
Right.
So I like putting a suit on. I'll take the jacket off. By dessert, I'm not wearing a jacket, mostly because at that point my arms are tight. You know, I ate too much, but I'm not taking the tie off.
The old me still has jacket and tie on for dessert because I see it through.
Stiff.
This time I didn't. Yeah. This time I think I did take my jacket off. No, I loosened my tie. I left the jacket on.
Yeah,
I took the tie off and the jacket on. Yeah.
You and I were raised that weddings are a special function and you should dress up for it.
Right.
Like most women don't take off their gowns. I've been at weddings where some women have like a backup outfit because they don't want to step on the dress. They want to have a good time. But they don't put on jeans and a t-shirt.
The bride herself always makes a change from her ceremony dress to the reception dress. Most of the time these days.
I got to be honest. I don't remember if my wife changed that at her wedding.
She might not have because it wasn't commonplace then. But now they have two, three outfits. Some of the brides.
I think my wife had the wedding dress on the honeymoon. I think she still had it on.
Well, all I could say is I personally... I feel like if it's a dressy occasion, the occasion doesn't end when main course is served. You should follow through. You know.
Okay. So what did everybody else do?
Oh, at this place, most of the people, well, after half the room cleared out and it was just the younger people left, because it was like the wedding went into overtime. So it was like 5-6 hours, right? So at the end of the wedding now, you got the last half hour or hour, everybody had, all the shirts were out. No one had their shirt, their jackets on, their ties on. And it was all just looked like a, you know, a random club night. The women stayed dressed, though. See, that's the thing. The women kept it tight, except for maybe, you know, people taking their shoes off.
Again, I'm not judging the people at this wedding. I'm saying for me, I'm not taking my shirt out.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Just wanted but to
if
get
the people,
your,
if that's the vibe at the wedding, have a ball. I'm keeping the jacket on most of the time. Shirt stays in the pants.
Okay.
Shirt stays in the pants. That's, come on.
All right. I'm glad we can agree on something.
But if everybody's wearing a wife beater, and that's what they're called, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Come that's what they're that. Called.
Never beat your wife. If that, if everybody's wearing sleeveless with the, with
Set,
the
don't
the,
be PC. The ribbed, this is the Brooklyn Boys. Yeah.
Right. Right. The wife beater t-shirts. Do you give less of a gift because it's less formal?
No. No. No.
I told the story on this podcast about the black tie optional wedding I went to, right? Where nobody except the wedding party wore a tuxedo. But because I had been married like a 2 years earlier, I still had my tux. So I wore my tuxedo because that's black tie.
Yeah.
And the photographer kept pulling me with the wedding party. He was like, come on, let's go get pictures of the wedding party. I'm like, I'm not in the wedding party. Oh, but you're wearing a tuxedo. So black tie optional at this particular wedding meant nobody's wearing a black tie.
Right.
So I was the only one in a black tie. So never again. Black tie optional, I'm not doing it.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What are you doing?
You tell me. I mean, I don't know. You have a lot going on in your life.
Sign, and then you.
Oh no, that was for commercial.
That's right, and I waited, and you didn't hit it.
I hit it.
I didn't hear it.
If you didn't hear it, then that's a technical difficulty, and I'm not gonna. Well,
fix that.
We'll fix that for a little bit. Okay. So, you wanted to get into something.
Yeah. You know when sometimes they interview people on the street or there's witnesses to a crime and the person will say, I saw the guy, he was tall. Was he white, black, dark skin, light skin? I don't know, he was tall. They don't give you a lot of detail. And then there are some people like, yeah, I got the license plate number. Here's how tall he is. This is what he was wearing. People are really good. And some people are just terrible, right?
Yep.
I go to physical therapy for my knee, right? And it's getting better, by the way. And there was a guy there that I didn't like. He was rude to me once, not on purpose, but he was touchy-feely with me, and I didn't like that.
Whoa!
Yeah, it just, he wasn't good at what he did, and I, it got to the point where I had to tell my physical therapist, I never want him interacting with me again. Never. Okay.
Wow.
And my physical therapist changed and I got a new physical therapist. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, that guy, just keep him away from me because we had problems. Anyway, he says to me a couple of weeks later, he says, hey, I haven't seen that guy anymore. He says, oh, he doesn't work here anymore. I said, okay, good, good, good. So a couple of weeks go by. He says, you know, he had told me, he goes, he doesn't work here anymore. Other people have problems with him. You'll never see him again. Don't worry about it.
Wow. Said, okay. So it was an ongoing thing.
A couple of weeks go by and my physical therapist had off that week. He had gone away for a out of town wedding. And while he was gone, I had a fill in. And while he was gone, this guy was back.
No way.
This guy that I had problems with was back. So I'm like, what the fuck? I was told he was fired. So my physical therapist comes back and I said, hey man, remember that guy I told you I had problems with? He was back. What guy? I said, you know, the guy. What was his name? I don't remember his name. It was, maybe it was John. I don't remember. It could have been John. I don't remember the name. He said, well, describe him. So I said, well, he was tall, muscular, and medium skin. Like he was either Hispanic dark skin or he was black light skin, but he had much darker skin than me. I'm pale as a ghost. And he says, oh, was it Steve? And he points to Steve. And I said, no, Steve is a white guy. He's like 5'8". He's not muscular and he's right there. He still works here. I don't know who you could be talking about. I said, I think his name was John. I don't know. But I describe him again and he says, oh, Albert. And I said, Albert has long hair. Did I say this guy had long hair? No, then it's not Albert. And I'm describing him again. And I said, dude, he goes, oh, it was Pete. And I said, Pete's white. This guy, I just described him. He's not. So he starts naming everybody and he's not coming close. I'm like, again, really big, muscular, could have been Hispanic or like medium complexion, darker than you are. And I'm like, and his name was like John something. So he's going through like every name and every, and I go, that guy, I go, what are you talking about? I go, that guy, no. And every guy he mentions looks nothing like the description that I'm giving him. So I'm like, this guy worked here for months. I've been coming here for months. How do you not know I'm talking about? It was like, it was John. It was Jeremy, something with a J. And he's like, was it Pat? I'm like, does Pat start with a J?
Wow.
Are you the worst?
This replay is, you know, point. It sounds like he's fucking with you, but.
No, he's legitimately like naming every guy there that except the guy that he tells me. I said, look, dude, obviously the guy still works there. You told me he was fired. So I tell the guy again, look, why don't you ask other people, give the description of who I'm talking about. So he goes and asks two people. He comes back and he goes, oh, Johan. I told you, John, it's one letter away from Johan. I described him perfectly. And you're asking me if it's Steve, the white guy, the scrawny white guy. What?
They don't visualize the word John and realize that that is like maybe a couple of letters away from Johan.
The point is this guy worked there for like a year and a half with my physical therapist, right? I described him to a T. He tells me the guy was fired. Then he tells me, oh, he's back to fill in occasionally. He wasn't really fired. He lost his full-time staff. He knows everything about the guy, yeah, but he doesn't remember who I'm talking about. And then points to people that work there that couldn't possibly be the guy I'm talking about who allegedly doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah.
So my point is there are some people you want to be your witness and some people you do not want to be your witness.
This is true.
I ever get stabbed in front of him, there's no chance of them ever catching the guy.
Never going to happen.
The guy could be wearing a Mets jersey who stabs me, and this guy be like, I don't know. I think it was a Yankee shirt. It could have been, I don't know, a red shirt from the Gap. I don't know.
That's great.
He couldn't figure out Johan from John. I didn't know the guy's name because I didn't like him, but I knew it was like, Joe,
which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Exactly. I'm like, listen, stick to rubbing my kneecap. That's it. You are not helpful. So
can't imagine that.
Yeah. So Johan officially doesn't work there anymore. So thankfully, Johan's a douche.
Hey, oh, we got to congratulate our Beastie Boys. the singers of our what? The singers of our closing jingle. They finally, after
well, we're
all
the singers of all, our closing jingle.
Well, the parody on which it's based.
Right.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, yes. For people that don't know, we actually sang that. That's us singing at the end. In the Beastie
Boys
jingle.
Well, that's us pretending to sing, yeah.
Well, So anyway, here's what happened. The Beastie Boys got their own square named after them in Lower Manhattan. They've been fighting for this, for their right to party, and to have the signs put up and to commemorate themselves for years. Basically the Lower East Side at the corner of Ludlow Street, and I believe it's Rivington. Yeah, Ludlow and Rivington.
Oh, nice.
It's called Beastie Boys Square. So last Saturday at this time, they had one of the congressmen out, and then Mike D, the surviving members, Mike D and Ad Rock were there, thousands of people showed up for this. If you take a look at the pictures, it's really cool, very touching. So they unveiled the sign under the regular Green Street signs. It's another one. It just says Beastie Boys Square. And there's a rendering of them, like there's like in graffiti art, the three of them. Yeah, so R.I.P. MCA. But yeah, it was kind of cool. Touching moment.
That's very nice.
I feel like I want to go there. Nice. I want to visit Beastie Boys Square.
But it's still the same street it always was. Now there's just a sign.
Yeah, I know, but it's cool. I would want to take a picture of the sign, you know, maybe put it on social media and then put a Beastie Boys song behind it. Because that's what I do on my Insta story.
By the way, wasn't Beastie Boys Square your nickname?
Yeah, Beastie Boys Square.
I hear nothing but robot voice. Your camera's frozen. Your camera's frozen. I can't hear you. Now I hear you. Hey, wasn't Beastie Boys Square your nickname in high school?
That sounded like you just took five lines of Coke and then decided to start speaking. It was so weird.
Yeah, that's what yours sounded like. So if
you
I could just
you're all sped
redo
up.
The thing I was trying to do.
Yeah, so as you were saying, wasn't Beastie Boys Square what?
Wasn't Beastie Boys the Beastie Boys Square your nickname in high school?
Wow. You had to repeat that 11 times. You should have just abandoned the joke after the first time.
I thought it was funny.
Beastie Boys.
You know.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's anything special going on down there, but, you know, maybe walk around a little bit. So,
is Paul's Boutique on the corner?
Well, that's the street they did it on. That is the intersection of where they shot the cover of Paul's Boutique.
Yeah, I'm saying someone should open up a store now called Paul's Boutique right on that corner.
Well,
maybe you and I should do that. We could sell Brooklyn Boys merch. Available at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
It was Paul's Boutique was actually a real store on that street.
Right, but it's not anymore, right?
No, it went away years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
That whole row looks different than what the album cover looks like right now. This is their Abbey Road, you know what I'm saying?
I understand that. So people will be taking pictures now on that street corner.
Yeah, but there's no... Yeah, right. Some of those, all those original stores are gone. Anyway.
You and I could do it because there's only two Beastie Boys left. So you and I could go and recreate the two of them on the cover.
Okay. Maybe not. No. If I provide all this free meat for a barbecue and I say, and it's not my barbecue. It's not my barbecue. But if I go give them the meat and I go to this place and I just drop it off. And I got all this meat, all these cuts. Am I required? Well, first of all, at the end of the barbecue, do they get to keep the unused meat? The person who hosted the barbecue, or do I bring it back?
Yeah,
do I take
some?
Different
than bringing the. Well, it depends.
Or do I
when
divvy
you bring
it up?
Dessert. If you bring dessert, if you bring like a box of donuts and they only eat four of them, you don't get to go home with the other eight or nine, right?
That's true. So if I supply the meat, I shouldn't take any. I shouldn't take any back.
If you bring 40 pounds of meat. Yeah. And they cook 15 pounds of meat. You have 25 pounds of meat. I think at that point you could go, hey, can I get the sausage back?
I
think that part's
well,
okay.
There were some leftover steaks and pork chops, but I didn't take any. But I'm just wondering, what is the course of action? What is the host just say, oh, you know what? I'll just keep it and freeze it. Maybe have a barbecue again down the future.
If it's a shitload of meat, then the host should either say, hey man, listen, there's so much left over. We'll have to barbecue again. I'll make sure we invite you to come over.
Yeah.
Now, if he has a barbecue like the next week and you're not invited, it's a bunch of other people. That's not cool.
Right. Like he can't use my meat at a future barbecue without me being there, right?
Well, I mean, he could, but it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be right. But what he should do is say, hey, Scary, thanks so much for bringing all this meat. There's way too much. We can't, I mean, it doesn't even fit in the freezer. Why don't you take back some of it?
Yeah.
That's what he should do. If he's got a freezer in his garage, though,
so,
and he's a big grill guy,
right,
then he's going to keep it all.
So a couple of years ago, I went to a barbecue, and I brought all this meat over, and we cooked about half of it. So we're like, all right, we'll use it for next time. Well, fast forward 3 weeks later, I was out of town. They had another barbecue behind my back, and I couldn't make it, obviously. And I was like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And they were texting me pictures. I was in Vegas, and they were texting me pictures of them like with the barbecue meats to tantalize me, to taunt me.
Oh.
They're like, look, we had a, I'm like, but that's fucking wrong. I should be invited to the next barbecue if you're like going to, you know, use my meat. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like if your meat is being used and they shouldn't tell you. Like they shouldn't be.
No,
they should be like, oh, look, we're eating your meat.
They're like, sorry, wish you were here, but you're out of town.
Well, if you're out of town, I guess it's not your fault. Unless when they found out you were out of town, then they planned the barbecue. If they were like, oh, Scary's out, let's eat his meat, send him pictures. Oh, we wanted to have you, but you were out of town. You should have luck.
That's what my friends do. But they did that last time. This time, I think I'm going to get invited to the future barbecue where my meat will be on display, if you know what I'm saying.
I think Shakespeare once said, it's better to be invited most of the time than never invited at all, like Brody.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, let's see if you can hear the talkbacks, because I'm going to try and play these.
I didn't hear the last two jingles.
That's
fine. You got to fix that.
All right, well.
I got to hear the talkbacks to comment on them.
Of course. If this doesn't work and it goes south, then I'm going to go fucking apeshit.
This way, when they say something nice about me, I can thank them. And when I say something nice about you, I can yell at them.
Or say, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
What? Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Exactly. You can always leave us a talk back. Yeah. Click the microphone, by the way.
I had something here. I want to give credit to the right person.
Yep.
So go ahead. You play the talkbacks. I'll interrupt you when I get the credit for the.
So basically, if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you know, you can press and hold the microphone. Leave us one of these things from episode 268, the bribe and groom episode.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Would it be possible for next time Skiri takes a vacation, which is probably tomorrow, you guys would consider bringing in a guest host? That way you don't leave us hanging for a week. Maybe one of Skiri's friends, Tall Jim or Slim Jim or Short Pete or Fat Rick or one of those guys. You know, I'd greatly appreciate it, because I listen to you guys every week and I miss it when there's not an episode.
Hey, listen, I appreciate his support, his loyalty, his desire to hear our episodes every week. But I've met some of Skiri's friends. They can't host this podcast. They can't. I mean, I'd have fun talking shit about Scary the whole time, but no, I'd rather have no Scary at all than a fill-in.
And yeah, vice versa. We don't really do the podcast if both of us are not available. It just doesn't work. Yeah. The dynamic is off.
I mean, imagine I'd be more apt to do it alone than he would.
Oh, no? Yeah. Yeah. Well, imagine me and the Jersey Kid teaming up for a podcast without you.
I heard that podcast. It got ended.
Hey, guys. Tamara from Binghamton, New York. Can't believe I'm about to say this, but Brody was wrong.
No.
You said that season one of White Lotus was the one in Italy. In fact, it was season two. I'm season probably the two. Only person that caught this, but I just couldn't believe that Brody was wrong because he's never wrong.
Oh, he's wrong.
What the heck, Brody?
Hold on.
Anyways, love you guys.
I'm wrong. I'll explain it, but I'm not going to justify it. I watched them out of order. So I watched season two when it was new because of the hype, and then I went back and watched season one. So in my mind, I got the seasons and the locations wrong because I watched them out of order. But you're 100% right. I was wrong. But I'm explaining now that you mention it, I did watch season two and then watch season one.
In his mind, it was the first season he watched, but it was season two.
Yeah, which is wrong, but I remembered it wrong. Sorry about that. Good catch.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. I don't think there's anything wrong with posting a picture you have with a celebrity after they died.
Thank you.
What's bad are the people who pretend they were such a big fan of that celebrity when they weren't. They'll gush about being such a big fan and all that, and yet they can't name a single song that the singer did or a single movie or TV show that the actor did, but they gush about being such a big fan.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Jamie contributes very often. We love her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why people give you shit for posting pictures of celebrities. Why? I would totally do it.
Of course you would.
Like most people would.
Exactly.
100% right. So, leave Scary alone.
Thank you. 200%. I love you. You didn't identify yourself, though.
Scary, your view of Instagram is so skewed from a monetary and a fame perspective that, you know, there are a faction of us that just use Instagram for entertainment and information, and we don't post. And for you to say that we would all post that picture for that celebrity we'd have, no, I'm sorry, we wouldn't. So, fuck you, Shetty. All right, Ted from Iowa.
Okay. Thank you for taking your aggressions out on our talk back.
Hey, this is Maggie from Miami. About the steak dinner. Scary, you still owe him because you did not pay for it. But Brody, as I recall, you helped multiple people. Why aren't those other people held accountable for your steak dinner too?
A very good question. Because I repaid him twice and the other people never even made an attempt.
Okay, I'll respond to that. First of all, I can't find the tweet or the DM. I'm so sorry. But one of our slices pointed out that last episode you said, "Bullshit, Brody, I tried to buy you steak dinner twice." You admitted it. You said you tried to buy me a steak dinner. You tried, which in English means you didn't actually succeed. You admitted it. Also, the other people don't owe me a steak dinner because Greg T and Scary both came to me. They got me in the studio and said, "Brody, if you get this done, we'll buy you a steak dinner and a 5-star top of the line, best steakhouse. You pick it. We'll buy you dinner." The other people did not make that offer. And so these were the two big shots I helped. And they both stabbed me in the back with one of those knives that if you don't return, you get charged $500 at that steakhouse.
Brooklyn boys. This is Skyler from Cincinnati.
What up?
So two things before I actually get started. First thing, I'm a very busy man. I stopped my lunch prep. I paused the podcast. I downloaded an app that's not on my phone just to say this. And before I actually say it, I gotta say one more thing. I'm only going to address Brody because the nice young man from Rockford County got silenced. Brody, get your dinner. You better get your dinner. Skyler again, I got cut off, but not by Scary this time. But no, gather your allies, because Scary's going to see that this is the will of the slices. This is the will of the slices. He's going to know what's right. Eventually, he's going to know what's right. You're going to get your dinner, man. All right? Get your dinner.
I see the gummy kicked in.
Scary's going to have a come to steakhouse moment, an epiphany.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Jacob here out of Northwest Arkansas again.
I was just finishing up 267 when y'all were going through the talkbacks, and I believe the reason that our area is referred to Northwest Arkansas is the local stations that cover our area refer to it as that because this is their coverage area. I'm not 100% on that, though.
Okay, so one of our slices, Lonnie, who, by the way, was one of my biggest supporters on my Walkers and Talkers podcast. Lonnie Spicer. Lonnie, always great to hear from you. He sent me an article on Twitter, and to you, Scary, from the Daily Mail, which is a British website, dailymail.co.uk, that Northwest Arkansas has been declared the new capital of cool. That Northwest Arkansas is where all the young people and the cool people are moving to.
Really?
It's like the new Nashville. So that's why some people, maybe not him, are referring to Northwest Arkansas by Northwest Arkansas because it's now a cool region.
Well, that's where Bentonville is. That is the home of Walmart. That is where Walmart is.
Yes, it is. Well, that's why it's cool. But other than that, apparently there's more restaurants opening and clubs and nightlife. It's the place to be. In other words, there's a velvet rope and you're going to go there.
I'm going to spend a weekend there.
Brody, this is William Joyner from Atlanta, Georgia. Talking about your Facebook listing. People all the time try to bargain with me. I list an item, list it for $50. It's worth $130. They come at me. I give you $10. I come back. Okay, $55. They come back. But you said $50. I come back. Oh, you can fucking read. Yeah, you fucking jackass. You're getting it for $55 now. The price went up. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Bye.
I love his line of thinking. It's great.
Dude, people with the bargaining on Facebook is ridiculous. Stupid. Ridiculous.
Hey, Brody, this message is for you. It's number 268. You talked about Facebook Marketplace. I also sell on Facebook Marketplace.
Again?
Folks will see a listing for $50 that I have, and I'll show where it's worth $130.
All right, we had him already. I think he's leaving the same message twice. It went through.
That's all right. No charge.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Valdez, formerly known as Juan Vasquez. Hey, Sherry Jones. How did it go sleeping on 9 days on the same room being with Robin the whole time? I mean, yes, you always talk about how you'll never get married. You're not the married type. But you've been with the same woman for the past 5 years and now you slept in the same bed with her for 9 days. I mean, are you thinking about it or it's not even scratching your head?
No, I mean, she's not. It wasn't annoying. I mean, what's up? I mean, 4 days, time, 4 weeks. It doesn't mean a great time. Yeah, no, it was great. He's trying to say that because I could surprise, I could last 9 days in a row that I could do like 9 decades. Is that what it is? Like,
in fairness to Scary, on a 9 day cruise with his girlfriend, on day 5, he tried to call an Uber to send her home. But Uber wouldn't come to the cruise.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Valdez.
Oh, Juan Valdez.
Hey, Gio from Rockland County. What the hell? I also hate my voice, but you know, I do this only to piss off Scary Jones. So, hey Scary, just so you know, I have a picture with you. So the day you die, I'm gonna post that all over my social media. And then I'm gonna talk about Dr. Fatloss. And then I'm going to say the first 50 likes get a free camera. I love you, brother. Stay strong.
A doorbell camera.
I couldn't picture you honoring me any other way. I would love that. I would love nothing
He's
less.
He's your arch nemesis. He's become your arch nemesis.
Is he my Wario? You know, there's Mario and Wario.
He's your Wario. Yes, that's right.
Wario. He's the inverted me.
Hey, this is your boy Juan Valdez, and it's always Brody and Scary. Hey, Brooklyn boys, when are we going to have a giveaway or a sale or, well, a sale better, but, you know, something, a deal on your store so I can buy something. I have a couple of dollars here burning a hole in my pocket, and I want to spend it with you guys. Wow. So, you know, let us know. Slice for life.
So he wants a discount in the merch store. Brody, what's going on with that?
We have to look into an end of summer sale, possibly.
That would be great.
I don't have a job. Buy the merchandise at full price. This isn't Facebook Marketplace.
Your
shirt is $19.99. I'll give you $4.
We got
this available.
Have to ask Maddie Merch.
Merch Matt.
Merch Matt. What do we call him? Maddie Merch. Maddie Merch.
Merch Man Matt.
Merch Man Match. I like Maddie Merch.
Maddie Merch.
I like Maddie Merch. All right, we got to talk to Maddie
Merch. Merch Man Matt.
It's really Merch Man Matt. He is the final decision on that stuff.
That's hey, right. B-Boys, Christy.
And he listens to every episode of the podcast. So.
He does. We love him.
Hey, B-Boys, Christy from Saddlebrook, Slice for Life. My grandfather came through Ellis Island from Italy, and the registrar dropped a U and an I from his name. Originally, it was D-E-G-U-I-S-I, and he made it D-E-G-I-S-E. And the registrar said, you'll be able to find work easier this way. I guess it was true. It stuck. It's still sticking. My grandfather went on to own a silk dye factory in Patterson with his name on the smokestack.
Beautiful. See, there was no need for him to fight the power and go back to the original way. He's like, you know what? This is what I am here in America. That's what I am. So I will always be.
We probably shouldn't have done that back then, but I'm glad it worked out for him.
Yeah.
Again, my great grandfather lost an E in his name. So there you go.
Christy again. Scary. Who the heck gives a rat's behind if you post a picture of yourself with a deceased celebrity?
Brody and everyone else.
I do it. I did it when Adam West passed away. I did it when Jackie Zeman passed away. Adam West? It shows caring. It shows that you met this person and this person was gracious enough to take a picture with you. Yep. So you appreciate this person. It just F everybody, right. Just like we F Dill.
Christy, tell that to my morning show. Tell that to everyone on my morning show. Because it's okay. Me all of them who all made fun of me for it.
Hold on. I love Christy and she's never wrong. But here's what I'll say is the difference. When a non show busy type person like us, and I hate to use that term, when a an average person meets a celebrity, right, it's a big deal and it's an honor and you're a fan of theirs. That's why you met them. And you probably met three celebrities in your whole life, and it's a huge deal. When people in radio meet celebrities, you meet hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of celebrities, many of which you aren't a fan of. You like to take the picture and it looks good on your social media, but you're not really a fan of theirs, right? Like, if you took a picture with Adam West, you're a fan of Adam West. I wish I had a picture with Adam West. But if you put a picture up, but like 2 weeks ago, we all met the lead singer of Smash Mouth. We're not really big fans of his. He was a nice guy. We met him. That's great. But I'm not going to post a picture with him because my interaction with him was not like, oh my God, I finally got to meet Steve from Smash Mouth. I put up a picture of me with Bob Saget because I had a connection with him as a fan.
Okay, all right.
You know, whatever. But it's different. It cheapens it because when we do it, we're doing it to like go, look, I met the dead guy. As opposed to, hey, I got to meet Adam West and look at that. He was really nice. I'm so glad I met him. There's a difference. Right. Scary does it for the hits. Scary does it for the likes. Scary does it for the thumbs ups.
Okay. If anyone would like to thumb up our merch store, that would be great. Go to
BrooklynBoys.com.
Go to Brooklyn Boys. Oh, you fucked that up. That's Brooklyn Boys.
What's the website?
No, that's right. That's BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com.
Ah, you get to be the caboose for a change.
Yeah, please.
And the weather's getting cold here in the Northeast. Get yourself a hoodie.
Actually, you know what you do? Give us a couple of days. But check when you're hearing this, check in and keep checking in with that website.
You can't say that. No.
Hold on. We're going to talk to Merch Man Matt. And if he can, we'll throw something up and you'll see it when you go to BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com. But at the time of this voicing of this podcast, we don't have that in place. But at least reacquaint yourself with that website and keep checking back. We're hoping that we can get some
checking back. But again, if you're listening to this in 2026,
we don't know.
Going to help you.
There may not even be a merch store at that point.
You listen, you know how to do radio. I can't believe you still don't know how to do podcasting.
BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com. Go there. There's something for you.
We are recording this in September of 2023.
Yes.
If the world is destroyed and you're hearing this, we were two guys from Brooklyn who had a merch store. What's a merch store? They don't exist anymore. The world was destroyed. But you could have gotten a discount someday, eventually, maybe in the past.
And we were two guys from Brooklyn, and there's no street sign to commemorate us, okay? So
we should have a street in Bensonhurst.
But these guys,
Scary Corner.
We should have the Scary Brody Corner. I think that these should be opposite corners of each other. Scary Absolutely, Brody Scary.
Right.
So
like,
here we go.
Each side of the corner like has the sign, but written the other way.
Yeah, I love that. Well, anyway.
Side of the street's Brody Scary. Yeah, I think I'd go for that.
Congratulations again to the Beastie Boys for getting your sign and your commemoration of Beastie Boys Square. All right. We got
to
get at it.
To pay tribute to them. The boys from. We sang badly over their music.
Yeah, like this song here.
Brooklyn! The boys! boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.